to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Mark Algard from Momentum. How are you, Mark?
Doing great. Thanks for having me again. I like being here talking with you, Mike.
Every time you're on, I always learn something new, and this time is going to be no different because we're talking about customized retail branch strategy, designing your branch around objectives rather than trends, which I think a lot of people get that reverse. So, I mean, let's comment on that to kick things off here, Mark.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you see different things in the papers and the rags around what other financial institutions are doing, and it's a whole lot of discussion around the what. You could take the Capital One cafes, for example, and their new cafe branches. And for some reason, their objectives and their strategy have led them to integrating cafes, actual Pete's Coffee cafes, into their branches. And so that may lead a financial institution to say, yeah, we need a cafe in our branch as well. Mm-hmm. But without actually thinking about how that cafe is going to work, yep, for you, for your credit union, going to help you bring in membership or deepen relationships with your members, for example. So mm-hmm. That's really the focus, we think, in the future of branches, is understanding the objectives of what you're trying to do with your membership, with your technologies, especially integrating your digital platform into the physical delivery channel. Understanding what you're trying to do before selecting those technologies.
Indeed, and that kind of brings us into kind of part one of our conversation. Is like, you know, branches, you know, are where you make the strongest connection with your members. And so, how have you seen credit unions segment their markets and hone on a more relevant environment? I mean, because you talk about market segmentation and that type of stuff. So it's really kind of an interesting thought process here.
You know, people are making their banking, their primary financial institution decisions these days more based on who they think they are and where they are in their financial lives and what institution they think is most relevant to them or who they have the strongest connection with, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so because of that, credit unions have an opportunity to be more relevant to those people and to connect with them. And they also have a lot of data around both the markets, available, the markets that they're serving, mm-hmm, or their members. So I'll take, for example, one of our clients, National Institutes of Health, credit union in the DC metro area. And they work with employees in the biomedical industry, right? So they have a real pretty defined member profile around employers, demographics, age groups, income levels, and then therefore the types of products that those members are looking for, and even down to the type of interactions or experiences that are more relevant to those, mm-hmm, members. From that, then we're able to design branches that kind of fit the preferences and the desires of those members. So I think another example would be a credit union we're working with here in Seattle, where they know they're really successful targeting members at a neighborhood level, and through their demographic studies have found a pretty tight age group, financial life stage, people kind of on the upswing in terms of the amount of borrowing, mm-hmm, they're doing for mortgages, buying new cars, maybe not in that saving, but getting to that saving for college type mode. So they can then design branches that are more relevant to that demographic. For example, more communal spaces, more relaxed environments, ones that they've found that members of that demographic are accepting to, whereas maybe in older demographic or in a more traditional market, members are looking for a more traditional interactions, more private spaces, those sorts of things.
Yeah, because a couple of months ago I interviewed, what credit union? I think it was Coast Hills out here in California. They just opened up a brand new branch in a brand new area that they had just gotten like an expansion of their membership into, but it was a much younger demographic than their traditional or their other branches. So they did a totally different design than any of their other branches to cater to this demographic, this kind of younger group. And that just really, really jives with what you were just saying there.
Yeah, exactly. We have the same exact situation here in Washington with a credit union who has an existing branch in the Aberdeen market, which is a logging, a mill town by the coast, much older demographic, real kind of set in the ways in the way these members are using the branch. At the same time, they're trying to push these members more towards digital services and make them more familiar and comfortable with mm-hmm. their digital service. Mm-hmm. So this branch, what we've done is designed areas where the staff can actually sit down with members in a more private setting and demo and show them how to use, because they do, for the most part, have smartphones, and show them how to use the mobile services on their smartphone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a new market that they just opened up in the Portland metro area, which has a much younger demographic. And what they're doing there is they're not creating the sit down areas for the to begin with. It's more informal when it comes to learning about tech. There's a high bar, like a counter you would see in a bar, where the member and the employee can just pull up a device at the end of a table and just do a demo right there in the middle of the lobby. Works very well for that demographic. Right. Wouldn't work so well in the older community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can't have the kind of the cookie cutter branches in anyway. I mean, this is just a perfect example of kind of just customizing to the demographic. So very cool, very cool. So infusing a credit union's brand into a branch is really important. So how do you do this with, especially when you're customizing like this? And then what are a couple of mistakes that happen out there that you've seen?
Well, I think the most common mistake is just being too on the nose. So taking the organization's logo and their primary logo color and then painting that on the walls and putting the logo there and thinking that's a complete integration of your brand. Right,
it's a start.
It's a start. But if you're working with a great retail designer, she's going to understand how a secondary palette's going to work, and it's not going to have your logo color in it at all. What it's going to do is it's going to help your logo and your brand pieces really stand out and pop when you do install any sort of merchandising. And what the designer also is able to do is take those finishes and find ones that just have the right texture, the right material. The natural materials, the right colors that lend to a feeling of hospitality, make the spaces more comfortable, just make them more, relevant to your, if you're trying to attract. And like I'm saying, it's not on the nose. It's subtle and it's reminiscent of who you are.
Okay.
And I think, there's another example too, I think, of where credit unions might get it wrong. And that's just in not using the opportunity at all to convey brand in the branch. And I'll maybe give an example of where I've seen that, which was a pretty large credit union, over $1 billion credit union that I've worked with. And in their credit unions, they pick the palette based on the CEO's, it's actually the CEO's wife's design aesthetic. So she has a very interesting, nice, artistic design aesthetic that looks nice. Mm-hmm. And they put that in all of their branches. It speaks nothing at all to who they are as a credit union or the members who are trying to serve. It's truly based on one person's personal aesthetic. And so I think that's a pretty common mistake, is only going for the aesthetics of the branch without mm-hmm. thinking about that huge opportunity to connect with people and make yourself more relevant to them. Again, who do I think I am in my financial life, and who's going to best represent me? Who am I going to connect with?
Yeah, that's marketing 101, man. Know who your audience is and then cater to it.
It's exactly time. Time.